It's like they don't want us to get ahead, an African-American friend said to me recently. As a single mother with two children, she struggles to keep food on their table. Her teenage daughter found a $9-an-hour job trying to save a little for college, and because of this, their benefits were cut. A common story with those who struggle to get above the poverty line. Instead of helping a person rise out of poverty, rules keep them pushed down. While 47 million Americans struggle to feed their families, they also have to listen at the same time to millionaire senators telling them that the U.S. trillion-dollar deficit is really their fault. According to September 2018 data, the average SNAP benefit was $245 for a family. That equals $8.16 a meal, or $2.72 per meal for a family of four, or 68 cents per person per meal. At the same time, the average net worth of a U.S. senator is over $3 million. Or, at the same time, the taxpayers have paid over $42 million for presidential trips to his Florida resort. Yet when the word deficit hits the headlines, the next thing we hear is that it is Medicaid, Social Security, and SNAP benefits that are causing the problem. Pushing someone down and then kicking them is what bullies do on the playground. It should not be happening from the halls of Congress. I'm Dan Kenny, and this is my perspective.